You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quickly, I want to tell you that I am rapidly approaching that time, possibly this weekend, when I'm going to break down and get a second car. So that's... I don't look forward to that. And no knock on any. I mean, I've got friends who work in the car industry. Bless your hearts. I love you guys. But as a consumer, I don't like it, especially when I'm dealing with like probably a 2-year-old car is what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Something that's got, I don't know, 15, 20,000 miles.
Gently maybe. Used, right?
Gently, yes.
Clean Carfax.
I did take care of the first step. I reached out to the guy. You remember that food truck that I sold last year?
Yeah.
The guy who bought it was talking about how he had a guy. He knows a guy.
Got a guy.
And that's the guy that he would run all of his cars by. And this guy's a mechanic and has been in business for like a billion years. And this guy's like, he's really trustworthy. So yesterday I reached out to the guy who bought the food truck. I go, hey, I need to know that guy. Because whatever I grab for a test drive, I'm going to drive right over there and have him pull it into the bay. And I don't know him, but, you know, I guess if I drop a name.
Yeah.
Hey, your friend's with so-and-so. He said you'd help me out.
He's a good guy.
So that's I just wanted to let you know, because you are a car guy.
And yeah, I mean, if you need to run anything by me, let me know. I mean,
well, it's a 74 Pinto. What do you think?
Ooh, well, I hear they blow up.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe by time next week, I'll have...
I know, it's a tedious process, and it's, you know, but it's fun getting a new car, man, so...
It's not fun writing the check.
No, it's not. That part's not fun, but it's just, it's fun.
You know, I just wrote a big check to the government for taxes, so...
You're right. You're making it rain, man.
I'm writing a lot of really big checks these days, so...
Oh, first world Dom problems.
I'm going to have to go out and sell my body.
Well...
What do you think I can get?
We talked about how you can sell your poo. Do you have good poo, you know?
I guess. Seems normal
fecal?
To me.
Yeah. Go after it, buddy.
Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, I guess it's going on for a lot of people around the state. I believe today and tomorrow. I know Jeffco's out today, the kids, and I think DPS is tomorrow, and I'm not sure about the other districts, but hey, this is it. We're wrapping up. Kids are going into summer. Lila had her little kindergarten graduation yesterday, which was, you know, it's got a cute factor of about an 8.75, I think.
Really?
It's cute.
I saw the photos that
thing.
Nicole posted.
Yeah,
and she just looked adorable.
We kind of just go along with it.
Posing with all of her teachers.
Well, the teachers and, you know, the grandmas came by and took some pictures and, I don't know. We are both under, I don't want to say too much. It's cute. It's cute.
What? Go ahead. Speak
your mind.
It's
cute.
Jeremy, this is a safe zone.
It's just, yeah, right till the emails come in. Listen, it's ridiculous. I think 80% of us can agree that a kindergarten graduation is ridiculous, but it's there for the cuteness factor, and it's, you know, the kids like it, and we were talking about it a little bit last night.
Can we just point out let me just say one thing before you go on.
It's kindergarten.
You realize that kindergarten graduations and all the hoopla, they existed, but they were nowhere near like they are
at all
since the advent of social media.
True. Very
Once
true.
Once social media came up, then kindergarten graduation exploded because people, you know, post all the photos and
Nicole,
I'm so proud of my little sweetheart.
Nicole was hanging out with some other like-minded individuals, like-minded mothers at the kindergarten graduation, and things were said, you know, under their breath, I think. We were talking last night a little bit. We were having some laughs. This is our pillow talk. About those giant signs that people are putting in their front yards now. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, McKenna graduated. And then, you know, they're massive. So you can see them from like 2 miles away. And I guess that's the hot thing to do for your kindergarten graduate now is put those giant signs in your front yard congratulating them for, you know, painting, essentially. Moving on to first grade.
It's like we said, they just showed up. So in my neighborhood, they got all the different signs of all the kids who are graduating high school, and they've got these signs made up for where they're going off to college.
Yeah,
like, you know,
you
hey, Tennessee bound,
right.
You know, this one's going to, you know, University of Texas. This one's going to, hey, Stanford is, you know, they've got all these signs. And I noticed two or three houses that had a sign that said, you know, future home of a future NMS student, NMS. And NMS. I was like, what college is that? Is that Northwestern? What college is that? And it bugged me until I saw one of them as I was walking through the neighborhood. And in the small print, NMS, MS stands for middle school.
Oh.
So they're even putting signs out. Yes. Celebrating that they're going off to middle school.
Oh.
Yes. Like,
what's wrong with us? It's a brilliant business model, too, because I was talking about this last night with Nicole, because you don't actually buy these signs. There's companies that you rent them from. You will rent, and they come out and place the signs, whatever you want to say, and then, you know, they'll leave them there for a week, and then they come and pick them up. What a gig.
I know. It's crazy.
What a business.
It's the same company that does the big now over-the-top birthday signs that you see, you know, when somebody turns 40 or 50 or whatever, and they put those giant signs.
I don't like the college one either. That's just an excuse to brag to all your neighbors and... so braggadocious.
You told me you didn't see this in your neighborhood, and it's got to spread. I mean, if it wasn't this year, it'll be for sure next year. And that is the community that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
They put up a big banner as you're driving into the community. And it has the names of every kid who's graduating from high school and then the college that they're going to. And I'm like, well, what about the kids who don't go to college?
I know.
Do they get shunned because they're the smartest ones of the whole bunch, but they're going to get
shunned? They're not going into debt, right.
They're not going to be going into $100,000 worth of debt. But it's like driving into my neighborhood, there's a big giant banner stretched over, you know, the neighborhood sign. And it's got like 8 or 9 high school seniors' names on
that.
What?
Who gets out and reads that?
Well, no, you can't miss it. It's huge. It's huge. You can see it from 200 feet away. But my question is, how long, what is the shelf life of these signs? Because they put them up starting in April.
Okay.
It's almost June.
Right. When does it come down?
And everybody who lives in the neighborhood has driven by that sign 300 times.
Yeah.
But last year, they left it up until August, I think.
Oh,
late
God.
August.
Talk about an eyesore for the neighborhood.
So we had 4 months of congratulating the kids
and
for showing
up. And then where does it
up.
End up? In a landfill?
That's a great question.
I want you to go out today and tear it down. I double dog dare you.
I got news for you, cowboy. You may not have to push me that hard.
All right.